Welcome to Health Frontiers radio show and podcast, where we empower listeners to be the champions of their health and their future through education and proper supplementation. My name is Jakin, and I'll be your co-host today, along with the sponsor of this show. We got John Bergsteiner of Logos Nutritionals. John, I know you've been on the road today, but I think you finally landed somewhere. How are you?
I certainly did. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Where'd you end up today?
Good. I am down in Florida. Been doing some calls down here with some of our physician clients, and actually brought my bride. So I ended up down off of Daytona Beach, and we'll spend the weekend here. So I'm working from our hotel room.
You are the man. Very committed. I'm
absolutely
glad you
got
to bring your
absolutely
bride with you. That's so fun that you got to bring your wife. It's neat when that
is.
Works out.
It's definitely a blessing. She happened to be on break this week, so it worked out perfectly.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about this show, talking about detoxification. It seems like, at least in my world, it's become a rising fad. And I know it's more than just a fad, and you guys are going to talk about that. But, you know, Hollywood, it's gotten really popular, and now people are detoxing and cleansing at a very regular rate, probably too often. So I'm excited to hear you guys talk about that and some different options and why we should detox. We're going to have Dr. Chris Melitis is on the show as well. Excited to hear from him. Always a whirlwind of information and energy and a lot of love for all of us. So that's going to be good. Let me play our disclaimer real quick that we need to play every week and do our little intro song, and then we'll get going.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
As a reminder, the content in blogtalkradio.com's Health Frontiers radio show is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this program. All right, Mr. Bergsteiner, we are the champions. Why don't you
indeed
get us started? Let's start talking about this problem.
Absolutely. This is exciting. We are continuing in our series in the first few episodes of our show, kind of giving people a real strong understanding backdrop for the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol. And, of course, you can't ignore, if you want to do that, you can't ignore the subject of detoxification. We live in a toxic world, Dr. Melitis, and it is it's more toxic than it's ever been and growing more and more that way every day, is it not?
It is. Boy, though, what a depressing way to end a week. We live in a toxic world. In fact, it comes as no surprise. Interesting, last week I gave a lecture to physicians across the country on how we can even die, why dieting, because we're releasing toxins from the fat in our tissues. And what's so scary is even our little ones. And as many of you know, when I have a 21 and 25-year-old, John, you have similar age children. So, yeah, we're dating ourselves. But when our children were born, there was about a 1 in 500 chance that one of our boys, because boys are more susceptible to autism than girls for different reasons, and there was a 1 in 500 chance that one of our boys would have experienced autism. Now it's 1 in 38 when our children have kids and they have a boy, as 1 in 145 if you have a girl these days. And what they found is there's 232 toxic chemicals that were found in umbilical cord blood for U.S. newborns. Oh, my gosh. What a hard way to start, huh?
That's amazing, isn't it? I've read as well other numbers. The average American, up to 70 daily exposures of up to 91 different chemical compounds in terms of daily, the things that we're being exposed to. So, you know, things from the organophosphate fertilizers to the other types of pesticides that we're exposed to, the plastics, the phthalates that we're exposed to from food storage containers and all the other different, even some of the delivery systems being used in pharmaceuticals and even some supplements that use time release technology. Those contain little plastics called phthalates that are estrogenizing to the body and wreak havoc on our endocrine system, do they not?
They do. In fact, they're called endocrine disruptors. Endocrine means hormone disruptors. And if you think about, once again, our age versus the previous generation, that both the boys and girls are going through puberty more quickly, and they're actually experiencing a lot more of those challenges of hormonal burden. And think about the next time any of us, the audience here, next time the gentleman or woman says, would you like to have that receipt? Or you say, put it in the bag. And the reason you want to have it in the sack and not in your hand is a lot of receipts at a grocery store will have, or any store, will have bisphenol A, BPA, which will absorb through your skin so quickly that you can't wash it off with sanitizer. In fact, sanitizer is the worst thing you can do, and it actually penetrates. And what's interesting, many of the people in our audience, I'm sure, work around the retail sector. 1 in 17 people I see in my clinical practice have involvement career-wise in retail, and they have higher BPA than people that aren't in retail. But imagine this time of year with tax season, they bring another sore topic, and touching all those receipts, you know, that you collected over the year and turning them into your accountant or putting them into your QuickBooks or whatnot. Once again, a toxic burden. And it's just like, oh my goodness, this is not how God designed it. What do you think?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I was talking to someone the other day who was looking at RVs, and I said, whatever you do, don't get a new one. You want one that's already been off gassing for a couple of years so that you're not going to be exposed to such just an incredible array of xenobiotics and other types of hormone-altering chemicals from the carpet and the glues, the paints, the stains, all the different things that off-gas in a new product like that. Same thing when we bring in new carpet in the home, or in an office. We've got the exposure to household cleaning items and foods, consumable, the things in our food, the dyes and the inks and, oh my goodness, personal care products, artificial sweeteners and other types of excitotoxins, chlorine and fluorine in our water supply, and not to mention, the heavy metal exposures we get through dental amalgams and other types of exposures, so vaccines and so forth. So it's a mess, Dr. Miletus. We are exposed like no other generations have been before us.
Yeah, and indeed, what we want to do is we all need to become label readers. So just like we know about the Dirty Dozen foods, and if you don't know about Dirty Dozen foods, just go to your browser, type in Dirty Dozen foods. You'll find these 12 foods you should never consume unless you raise them, grew them yourself, and or they're bought organic or from a local farmer that doesn't use pesticides. But now label reading is important. If you use this shower gel or soft soap, conditioner, shampoo, makeup's for the folks that use makeup, we want to read for parabens, P-A-R-A-B-E-N. And parabens are extremely toxic, and they absorb through the skin. Imagine taking a nice warm shower, washing your hair. Very few people take cold showers these days. And as a result, you're opening up the pores. Now you're absorbing those chemicals through your skin. Oh, my goodness. Why are they even allowed? And sometimes when you'll see the word parfum, P-A-R-A-F-U-M, that's also a hidden word often for parabens. So really looking at what we're putting in our body and think about, okay, well, great, I'm cleaning myself up. I won't stink. Well, we all appreciate that. But at the same time, we don't want to go ahead and be killing ourselves in the process. So avoid the plastic water bottles. In fact, what I tell everybody to do is to go ahead and get a stainless steel bottle, either a Hydro Flask or stores like Costco, other stores sell stainless steel bottles, and put your water in there. Make sure it's not municipal water. Most municipal waters, that's from the tap, actually contain lead, which we all know about from Flint, Michigan, but it contain chlorine, which can disturb your friendly gut flora, contain fluoride in many areas. The goal is to have the United States 100% fluoridated, but fluoride pushes out iodine, And even when you read the back of your toothpaste container, it says if you have a common commercial toothpaste, it'll say if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount, call poison control. So next time you're thinking about that, you're thinking about fluoride and how it's supposed to be good for your teeth, which it serves a purpose, especially as you're developing, but fluoride also has a toxicity to it. So, but our point is that we live in a toxic world, and as I describe in my Disciples Diet book, that you know, we just don't live in the good old days, literally and figuratively. We have all kinds of technology, but the technology is killing us. As I sit here in front of my computer, I got a wireless signal coming to me from my home, my hub, my airport, for my home office. I have to the left of me my cell phone to putting out its own little signal. And I get behind me is our smart meter, not so smart for human beings, which prevents the utility people from having to come out and read my meter. That's pinging. And the neighbors is also pinging. And it's like, oh, my goodness, we don't live in Kansas anymore. And boy, and for those people that live in Kansas, you know, you should feel good that we always refer to, well, now we're no longer in Kansas. So that's a shout out. That's a shout out for the big K. And so what's interesting is, you know, what do we do? And we have to minimize. And so, you know, most of us can't live off the grid. Most of us don't have the opportunity to live from our own land. So we're counting on things. So we have to be empowered. But we started with Jake and mentioning detoxification and can you detoxify too much? And the first thing is, much like Benjamin Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. So what's that concept? A penny saved is a penny earned. So if you don't spend it, you save it. Well, let's apply that to detoxification. If you don't expose yourself daily to as many toxins, then when you do detox, you're actually getting rid of deeper stuff and not just getting rid of the top layer of the new stuff you've added, the proverbial straw on the camel's back. And so I think detoxification is important. I encourage my patients to do it on a quarterly basis. And so as the seasons change, good time, whether you do it spring cleaning, great time right now to do a good detoxification. As summer comes, same thing, detoxify. As we go into autumn and fall, detoxify. And much like God created the nature around us, there's a purpose why there's changing of seasons. And every time there's a season change, reminds, okay, I need to get my house in order when it comes to the temple in which we are been bestowed and we are the caregivers of it. Like I share with so many of my patients, you know, one body and one life. And you trade in your car, you can't trade in your body. They haven't gotten that fancy on all the ways in which they're trying to play God and recreating and cloning the whole human body. But it's like, okay, well, we only got one body, but we take better care of our cars, making sure we wash the car, making sure the tire pressure is good, doing the oil changes, all these kind of things, but we're not doing it for our body. So investing in our body is critical because, like I tell my patients, I'd rather have seen you 5 years ago or 2 years ago or even 1 year ago before you had this problem, because eventually our body is going to start squawking at us and saying, help, help.
Amen. Well, Chris, you know, you were talking about some of the exposures that are in municipal water supplies. And, you know, we talked about the DDT and the PCBs and dioxin and all those things that are run, you know, from runoff into our water supply. I saw a study the other day that mentioned they are finding up to 700 unidentified chemical contaminants in body fat in U.S. samples now. So we've got things that are combining. Presumably, they're combining in the body in ways that we don't normally find in nature, and that's really scary.
What not only is it scary, it's saying, okay, the human body has never been exposed to it. We weren't created as a human species in an environment with these man-made, human-made toxins, and our bodies are not designed to deal with these toxins. We've created a human Tower of Babel. We're trying to ascend up in our knowledge base and make our human race more advanced. But if you think about back in Rome, not only was there a lot of decadence, but Rome fell in part because they started doing things like drinking out of lead and other things that poisoned them. Every great society eventually falls, usually upon the sword in which they created. And there was an article in 2017 that talked about adipose tissue as a site of toxin accumulation. This is a medical journal, 2017, and they examined the fat tissue in the human body
and they looked at the toxins called POPs, P-O-P, persistent organic pollutants, the toluene, the benzene, the xylene, onwards and onwards, like you mentioned, the phthalates. And it's like, wow. But now when the human body wasn't designed for man-made chemicals, your body's like, what do I do with that? It tries, but one of the graphics which you'll see on the radio podcast is a graphic that I created showing how toxins are processed in the human body and that this is how you were designed. At the moment of conception, as you're creating your liver and the different cells, and you know, there was mom and there was dad, and that was two individual half cells that became one cell, that became one, became two, and two became four, and four became eight onwards. What's interesting, eventually you're made of trillions of cells. And every time we ate as a child, we gained and we grew a little taller. We gained a little bit of weight, a little bit of muscle, our eyes, our skin, everything. But all those things, good and bad, became part of us. They became part of our structure. And because we live in such a toxic world, next time you go to a microwave and you think, I'm just going to microwave that, well, if it was in a plastic bowl, or one of the pre-prepared containers with the little plastic, well, you're absorbing some of the toxic prep around that food. And if you eat out a lot, it's been shown that you're exposed to more parabens and phthalates than if you did home cooking, because once again, large restaurant, you're getting large containers of plastic bags and other containers that are once again carrying those toxic burdens to us. So now the question is, how do we detoxify? And if you look at the graphic that should be on the radio program's site, you'll see that there's toxic substances. Then they're processed through something called phase one and phase two, or step one and step two. And it actually shows that with step one and step two, that this is how your body detoxifies. It's like passing the hot potato. If you ever play the game Hot Potato. So if you haven't played the game Hot Potato, imagine you have a pillow and you toss it and somebody says, you keep on tossing until someone says hot potato. And then, you know, of course, you ultimately don't want stuck with a hot potato. So you have phase one and phase two. And then you want to make sure you're drinking plenty of clean water and also making sure your bowels are a babbling brook. And people usually don't talk about their GI habits, but you want to be having 2 to 3 bowel movements per day. And when you have 2 to 3 bowel movements per day, it's a natural occurrence. And you're saying, but no, I only have one a day, or maybe one every other day. Well, for those people that have slower bowels, they know that their bowels are, their stool is more dry. Well, we know that when we've gotten food poison or got a stomach bug and our intestines run fast, they're wet and slimy. Yes, hopefully no one's eating while we're talking about this. And so what's interesting is, so like, let's see here, we're selling Prozac and digestive aids today. As we get people all worked up on how depressed the world is and how disgusting poo is. But so there's a chart called the Bristol chart, B-R-I-S-T-O-L. So once again, Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-O-L. So if you Google Bristol chart and go to images, you'll see there's, it quantifies one's stool. And ones and twos are too dry. Threes are kind of partially too dry. Fours are ideal. And then we go, so between 3, 4, 5, constantly. But if you think about it, if you have rapid bowels, diarrhea, well, that's wet poo. Otherwise, you have dry poo. And that dry poo, well, what happened to all that moisture? Well, sat in your GI tract long enough, you reabsorb muddy water. And that muddy water includes hormones that your body makes every day. It includes waste products your body was trying to get rid of. And it also includes the toxins in your environment. So any good cleanse gets your bowels moving. And on a daily basis, you want to have a babbling brook, 2 to 3 bowel movements. You're saying, that's just unnatural, Dr. Melissa. 2 to 3 bowel movements. And if you work in an office environment where there's 2 or 3 stalls and or just one stall, like, I'm not going to the bathroom during the middle of the day because someone's going to come in on me while I'm going to the bathroom. Well, we want privacy. And if those that had kids know that, okay, well, when the kids are learning to that about their body and start walking around, they go behind the couch or they crawl into the corner and they go poo. Somehow it's built into our body that we want privacy. But the last thing you want to do is have the stall closest to the door. You want the one furthest from the door. We all know this, and the human, you know, basis. It's like, okay, you mean, I thought that was just me. Yeah, we could talk about it. I'm a naturopathic doctor here in Oregon for 26 years. I talk about poo all day long. And so once again, babbling brook. Otherwise, what we're going to have is a stagnant pond. And so think about what grows mosquitoes, stagnant ponds. What does not grow mosquitoes? Babbling brooks. And so we want to have a babbling brook. We want to make sure we're going, and little babies didn't control or override mentally their gastrocolic reflex. Gastrocolic, stomach, colon. You eat, you go poo. You eat, you go poo. That's what babies do. Kind of predictable that way. And so unless they're dehydrated or being fed the wrong foods, especially breastfed babies, they eat, they go poo. But so we need to be doing the same thing as part of the detoxification, because our urinary tract, as you can see on the graphic for the radio show today, and our digestive tract are part of that. But now the question is, you'll see a whole lot of other things on phase one, phase two, nutrients that are necessary. And one of the nutrients which your body makes every day, per the way it was designed by the good Lord above, is glutathione. And so how do you build glutathione? Well, you need to have sulfur-rich foods, your onions and your garlic and your cabbage and likewise, but also then supplements, either glutathione by itself or lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine, precursor molecules, and think about Keebler elves. Keebler elves need to have all the little makings, make little Keebler elf cookies. I'm not endorsing Keebler elves one way or the other, but you know they're working hard to make their little cookies. Well, if you don't have any chocolate chips, you can't make chocolate chip cookies. So it's the same thing with detoxification. You need to have a good multivitamin, a good nutrient. And once again, because we're an overfed, undernourished society, once again, overfed, undernourished, we're just not getting the same quality of food that we used to. They said that 200 years ago, there's about 21 inches of topsoil in the United States. Now, because of erosion, farming practices, we're down to about 6. But I want the audience to ponder this. If you were all settlers, little house in the prairie days, and you found your little homestead, you worked the land for 5 years, and the land is yours, and you're the first one to ever plant a crop in that land. So you take up the prairie ground, you plant your little seeds. Guess what? That crop is going to have so many nutrients in it because that's virgin ground. It's never been harvested. But imagine now you've done this, you've worked for a whole generation, you've raised your children on this land, and now their children's children are doing the same piece of land. Well, if we're not replacing the trace minerals, the nutrients, what's going to happen? It's going to have less and less nutrients ultimately to give. That's why in the Bible they talk about rotating crops and giving a rest to the land. Unless I continue on and never give you a chance to chat. John, you want to follow up on rest in the land and rotating crops and biblical principles?
Hey. Sure. Yeah, thanks, Chris. John Bergsteiner, before you jump in, let's see if this is John Leonard calling in. John, could you hear
okay.
us? Area code 415.
No, it's Kathy Partridge.
Oh, okay.
Did I get on the wrong line?
No, you keep listening. I'm just going to mute you. And
okay.
we'll let you ask your question in a few minutes, okay?
That's fine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and whenever there's a question,
brother,
feel free to interrupt me because I am open for a question. And as I tell my patients, please chime in because otherwise I'm a wall of sound.
Well, that's our first call in, so that's exciting. But we'll let her ask a question in a minute. And it's the perfect timing to get Glenn on the phone and see what our offer is for the week. You guys, okay with that?
Yes, perfect.
Absolutely.
Hello, Mr. Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jacob. John, Chris.
Hey,
buddy.
How are you? This week we're offering the Logos Nutritionals newly redesigned Total Health, Total Cleanse Health Pack. That includes a Liver CS Plus for digestion, detoxification, Colon Pro Health for gentle maintenance cleanse, a Magnifazyme, which is a systemic enzyme of serapeptase, 40,000 international units. And I'll tell you myself, for inflammation and two shoulder surgeries, it really does help. Magnifigreens is the fourth product in this health pack. It's a certified organic mixture of greens, fruits, and vegetables, or superfoods, to support cardiovascular health, digestive health, and immune system support. The regular retail price of these four powerful products it bought separately is $86.96, with Health Frontiers Radio special offers a 15% discount off of that price for a total of $73.92. To go to the Logos website and the heading Combo Pack, and then the drop-down menu, click on Total Cleanse Health Pack, add that to the cart, and at the checkout, enter the code Detox Health in the shopping cart, and that'll give you the discount. And again, that code is DetoxHelp, DetoxHelp. It's one word, and it is not case sensitive. So if you haven't completed a detox cleanse this year, now is the time to take advantage of the 15% discount on Logos Nutritionals, newly redesigned Total Cleanse Health Pack. Do it now. And remember, all Logos Nutritionals products proudly display the good manufacturing practice seal of quality assurance, and all are backed with Logos Nutritionals unconditional satisfaction guarantee. Logos Nutritionals, bringing hope to life. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Glenn.
That's awesome. So, Dr. Miletus, you spoke so eloquently about the issues that we deal with so frequently. The glutathione insufficiency, you know, all the toxicity that we're exposed to, and the need to fuel glutathione production in the body, and not only the production of glutathione, which you can do with those amino acids you mentioned, the cysteine, N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, those types of things, but the turnover of spent glutathione once it's already done its job and now it needs to be altered back to its original state to be able to engage another toxin or a reactive oxygen species in the body. That is part of our not only the offer that Glenn just mentioned, but it's part of our base Burksteiner Wellness Protocol because it's so critical. Glutathione is the ultimate antioxidant molecule in our body, and without adequate levels, we will die very quickly.
Without question. And thank goodness the Lord created all these pathways within our body so that we can handle what is thrown at us. But once again, because we've created more helter-skelter in human race and human knowledge, this is where we have to take extra caution than any other generation up to this point.
Exactly. So we are in our protocol. We address stage 1, 2, and 3 liver detoxification with the nutrients that are in there. And as you know, you helped put that product together with me many years ago. The Liver CS Plus, and you actually published an article in a very prestigious journal called the Townsend Letter about that product. And that's an incredible article that people can find and read on our website and on Logos Nutritionals website under the articles and alerts section. And it's a fascinating read about the same subject, detoxification, and the incredible ways that particular product is advancing our knowledge and our ability to deal with these types of issues that people are dealing with. Wow, I don't know what that was.
I don't either, but boy, that kind of got my attention. So what we want to do is just empower people. And I know it sounds like maybe our first caller is Kathy. Does she have a question for us?
She certainly will. We're going to get two questions in the last, I think, seven minutes or so of the show. And I think what he was doing was seeing if it was our brother John trying to reach in for a quick moment.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, John. Yeah. John is traveling to California, and you're in Florida today. So when it comes to detoxification, John, and you've been helping people for a long time, what do you think the biggest question is that you face from your following? You know, you've done this for years. Is it how do we avoid becoming toxic? Is it how do we, you know, help clean up the body, the importance of the liver? What is it that really kind of rocks the world, so to speak?
Well, typically, you know, we do, because we deal with so many people that are dealing with Lyme disease and Morgellons disease and other types of chronic degenerative illnesses, we see a lot of people that are dealing with, you know, just out of control toxicity in their body. So it's a matter of most of them are interested in how do we do this? What are the appropriate steps and what is the appropriate order for how we go after reducing the toxic load on the body? And you may have noticed, Chris, we don't have a toxicity product for heavy metals in our line. And the reason for that is I'm not going to put a product out that people can harm themselves with if they're not adequately under supervision of someone like you that can really closely monitor what they're doing. Because when you take products that will, you know, release these toxins like mercury into the bloodstream, if you don't have the right things in place to get that out of there, you can do some serious damage to the proximal tubules in the major organ systems that are in the for detoxification, the kidneys.
Whether it be the
what is your feeling about that? About metal detox products, and should people just jump on those without someone overlooking what they're doing?
Oh, without question, the answer is no. I've had. Over the years, people do either oral chelation, they do IV chelation, and so often when they haven't done the protocol well or hasn't been done by a skilled practitioner, they end up in a world of hurt. And think of a dusty room in your house that maybe you don't frequent often, and you decide to take a feather duster and start just dusting it madly. But we know a feather duster doesn't suck up the dust, it doesn't filter the dust, it just deposits the dust. So you might dust off a cupboard, and then it's going to go in there and fall someplace else. And so same thing with heavy metals. So many things, including the chemicals you were mentioning, the phthalates, the parabens, and all the hormones that our body makes and we consume. If you imagine if you eat butter and it's not organic butter or grass-fed butter, what's going to happen? That butter is going to have a lot of toxins because fat has toxins. And so, yeah, you have to be cautious, and this is why we look at keeping the body well hydrated, and as we spend a day at sea level at ambient temperature, about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, we lose about a liter of fluid from our lungs. So you just need to drink a liter just to replace what you lost from the moisture in your breath. And then you figure, okay, well, then there's urine, and then there's, you know, GI tract. And so what I would propose is that you stay hydrated, and then you eat plenty of fiber, and you supplement with fiber, because fiber helps bind things up. So fiber is critical. Then the other thing is go for a brisk walk up to your physical activity. We don't ever want to strain the body. And they always say you want to be able to talk comfortably with a walking partner. But work up a little sweat or go outside on a warm day and get a little sweaty. And then go take a tepid shower. Because we always say the liver is a very important detoxification organ. It is. But the largest detoxification organ is our skin. And so what we want to do is work up a little bit of sweat, or let's say you're exercising, or you go into a sauna, you sweat. And then immediately what happens is your pores open up. And when your pores open up and you get hot and red and pink and all of this, well, you get perspiration. That perspiration is carrying toxins out of your body. And so then you want to immediately rinse as quickly as you can with tepid water and get rid of all that sweat and wash it down the drain. Yeah, so yes, you are polluting the world, but you're detoxifying your body. And if the skin's a detoxification organ, imagine it's also the largest organ to absorb toxins if we're not careful. And of course, the GI tract is the other one. We absorb our nutrients, but we also absorb toxins. So we definitely want to look at taking care of our GI tract, keep it babbling, drink our water, sweat. And I tell everybody throughout the day, you want to be near clear, near, N-A-R, clear, like something is clear. And what near clear, what do you mean near clear? Well, throughout the day, you want your urine to be near clear about 70% of the time, unless you've just taken a whole lot of supplements or B vitamins. You don't want super concentrated urine, because that means there's a lot of toxins accumulated there. You want it to have been rinsing off. It'd be like only having half a cup of water to clean a greasy pan. You want to have a very clean pan.
Absolutely. And you talked earlier about the problem of auto intoxication, or we're not moving food through the GI tract quickly enough, and we've got the toxic buildup in the GI tract, and we start to reabsorb those toxins. And so that's why part of our protocol does address that, and we're using in the essential digestion, we put ginger and fennel, which are herbs that both promote peristalsis, or movement of food through the GI tract, kind of keep things moving. And part of this program that we're offering today, the special, has a product in there that is loaded with fiber. As you mentioned a few minutes ago, fiber is so important for so many things, from blood sugar control to binding up of toxins and helping us to excrete those toxins in our stools. Just so much there, so many layers of wisdom in not only in the protocol, but even in the special total cleanse support package that we've put together for today. So what we're looking at there, Chris, we've got liver support to help people clear their major detox organ, the liver and the kidneys. We've got the greens formula, which is loaded with your greens that help bind heavy metals and help cleanse the blood, helps stabilize blood sugar as well. So many things. And then obviously that last product we just talked about. So it's a very strong opportunity for people to not only cleanse their liver and detox pathways, but also their colon, their blood. The only thing we did not put in there is a system for targeting heavy metals. And people who have heavy metals definitely need to target that, but they need to do it with someone's help like you, who can help them to do that without causing further harm to their bodies.
Yeah, well, certainly. And you mentioned the proximal tubules. And so one of the things I encourage people to do as part of their daily devotion, spiritual pursuits, appreciation of the body, is just Google, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, whatever it might be. Google things like kidney anatomy, and you'll see things like loop of Henle, proximal distal tubules. You'll see the complexity of what we take for granted, and you'll see how the blood flows. So it's great to become educated. It's great to also educate our children also on how our bodies are constructed, because when, as a physician, I look at the kidney, I look at the liver, and go into the nuance. So just Google kidney anatomy or kidney diagrams and start looking down at some of those diagrams, and then they'll blow it up into the little pieces that make the big pieces that make the bigger piece. And then imagine they all function in orchestration in a way that only a master designer could have done. And to think that kidney is working, but of course it needs blood. Well, that means you have to have a blood supply, which means you have to be able to make blood, which means you have to absorb nutrients. And then you have to have air and to oxygenate those. That means you have to make lungs. So if on a daily basis you went from head to toe, yourselves, the whole audience, and just look at different parts, the human eye, and Google human eye structure, function, and just peruse the pictures. Don't have to go into the text, and if you find a picture you like, go ahead and then dive a little deeper, and you're like, oh my goodness. And I think it all is dependent upon everything working in perfection and everything working in concert. We're talking trillions of cells all having to work in concert. So now imagine our orchestra, and the good Lord is the orchestra leader, and I'm giving him fingers for a moment here, going like an orchestra leader, back and forth, and everything's working in concert, and he designed it that way. So learning about the human body is a way to actually grow on spiritually, because it gives you awe. Just like when we go out in nature, we see, as spring is here, we see the leaves coming, the flowers coming with the season, with our biological clocks and the warmth. There's an awe that we all need to keep, that same awe that we had as children, and encourage our children also to be in awe, because we're so stuck now looking at our technology. And remembering, if we detoxify our bodies, we're taking the burden away. And if we plug up the exhaust on a car, like with a banana, I do not recommend you do that. It's not going to, you're not going to have a happy car. We're going to have a problem. If we had a plugged up air filter, same thing. If we had plugged up spark plugs, same problem. If we had dirt or sediment in our gas tank, well, think, that's our lungs. That's our digestive tract. That's our exhaust, our urine, and our GI tract. So just think of an automobile, and then times in millions of times in complexity, and like, wow. Then you start looking at how God created things, and just every time you get in your car, you're like, wow, it's a miracle how it works. And even if you're an auto mechanic, you know it's all about the timing, quote unquote. You know, it's, and of course, computer chips these days. But even the computer chips are fractional compared to the knowledge that the good Lord has created within our body.
Amen. Well, I don't want to neglect the subjects that John would have touched on had he been able to be with us today. And two of those I'm going to bring up to you. One would be the importance of supporting our lymphatic system. And my favorite way to do that is through rebounding. But I would love to hear what your thoughts are on how we support our lymphatic system, which has no pump in it like our cardiovascular system does.
Yeah, and so important. Indeed, a body in motion stays in motion. So we know that when we've sat for a long period of time, even our blood, because our arteries have muscles, our veins do not. So even our circulatory system needs to have motion. Our lymphatics are 100% dependent. And when we say lymphatics, think of like when you get a sore throat, you get a lymph node that can become a little swollen underneath your jaw, or you have a dental issue. So once again, lymph nodes and lymphatics are a sewer, a clearance, but also part of our immune system. So rebounding is important. Activity is important. If John Lennon was here, he'd be talking about a vibration plate as well, and how vibrations are important. So you could stand on a vibration plate, and it's going to vibrate the junk out of your tissues. And once again, that doesn't make up for drinking water and exercising, but it's important that we look at the fact that we have two legs, we have two arms, and if you don't have two legs or two arms, and or you're not mobile, and you have a wheelchair, once again, you get that motion in the wheelchair. If you have one leg, you get that motion with the crutches. And one of the biggest problems when we get bedridden is we're not in motion. And so once again, we need to do that motion. And if you ever known somebody that's been in a hospital, he or she might be given a little leg compressing machine that goes, and that's pushing, and again, lymphatics going to also prevent deep vein thrombi in part. Once again, you can try to use a machine to do it, but we want to keep us in motion. So stand up desk, as you mentioned, lymphatic drainage, also massage is helpful, always moving towards the heart. All these things are important.
Yes. Far infrared sauna is also a helpful technique for lowering our overall toxic load of metals and all kinds of chemicals. But as Chris mentioned before, Dr. Miletus mentioned before, he just did a talk to physicians this week about the rapid weight loss, and they need to have caution working with their patients because they're going to be releasing. Our body stores these things in our fat tissues because they need a way to get them out of our circulation and lower the amount of oxidative stress that they create in the body. But I want to make a suggestion, Chris, but you only have a couple of minutes before you've got to fly out of here. Why don't we allow Kathy to come in and ask her question just in case it's for you.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Thank you for the show. I'm really happy to hear your topic, too, because it's so true that, so several bowel movements a day is optimal. I have always had bowel issues ever since I was born, and it might have been because of the formula. I don't know. But anyway, and I am doing better with the this is my second battle with Morgellons. I am doing better with, not feeding the organisms with bad food. And one of the things that they encourage on Mel's site is low carb. But the problem with that, as I'm sure you're aware, low carb means low grain and fiber. So one thing I do to help at this point is to I'm taking magnesium citrate, and I wanted to see what your opinion was on that, please.
Yeah, so magnesium of all sorts pulls water into the bowel, and so I routinely use magnesium. Magnifical would be an example of a way to do that. Magnesium citrate is, of course, one of the many chelates out there. And so magnesium is a great process. Of course, I'm assuming you're doing your water. You're keeping as mobile as the Morgellon allows you in terms of the fatigue and the other issues. The other thing is ground flax seeds are another go-to. But also, I think John could speak to also the detox product as well relative to its ability to help. But what we want to do is definitely keep the bowels moving. So magnesium is one of my go-tos. Vitamin C is one of my go-tos. And also some people find that herbal teas, certain herbal teas also help keep their bowels moving. But yeah, you always definitely want to be keeping it moving and the babbling brook. So you're very wise. And clearly, if you've been suffering from Morgellon, you have had to become an expert. And I applaud you for fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
So, John, anything to add?
Oh, yeah, just real quick. Thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, I do agree with you that we have to be more careful in the world that we live in than we, you know, we ever have in history. And because this is, like I said, my second time with Morgellons, but I was really impressed when I had a physical. I had blood work and everything. And I don't eat – I wasn't eating perfectly. I mean, I'm doing better now. But I got an A-plus on my physical. I'm 61 years old, and I know that it was the Logo supplements.
Yeah,
so
and I can hear the vitality in your voice. And you mentioned a chronological age, 61. And what I've learned over the last 26 years of practice, I'm looking at how a person, like you said, on the physical exam, the blood work, how they're doing, how they're feeling. – And even when they often suffer, they come to my practice with various ailments, but I'm looking for that vitality or what I call the biological age. And so you want to, you know, really have that. And even when you're going through ebbs and flows and flare-ups, you'll see when you look in the mirror, you look either stronger, more vital and rosy-cheeked or more, you know, pale and pasty. And so it's just a great way to really look at how well you're doing. And the other thing I would always say is sleep is important, because if you look at the word restoration, the first four letters are restoration, rest, R-E-S-T. So getting to sleep is important as well. Well, thank you for your question. That was phenomenal.
Oh, sure. Thank
you. I applaud you for being a champion of your health.
Thank you.
Take care, Kathy.
Thank you. You too.
Well, thank you, Chris and John. Another wonderful show.
Hey, well, thank you. And thank you, Jake, for being the master wizard behind the curtain.
Well, the curtain is drawing closed. So I just want to thank you guys for your time, and thank you, audience. Thank you, Kathy. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for joining us all on Health Frontiers radio show and podcast, where we empower listeners to be the champions of their health and their future through education and proper supplementation. And we will see you next week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. As a reminder, the content in blogtalkradio.com's Health Frontiers radio show is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this program.